Blog Talk Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio Live.
What's up, world? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and you have now tuned in to Tell All Radio, where we talk sex, love, relationships, and everything in between. So, just tune in, sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
Every Wednesday night,
Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in.
You have now tuned in.
You have now tuned in.
Tell All Radio
Tell
Live.
All Radio Tell Live. All.
yo, what's up, everybody? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy, and you are now tuned in to Tell All Theo. As always, I got my girl, Miss Sexy K.
Hello, what's up?
What's up? tonight is going to be a very interesting night because this is the pre-Valentine's Day idea show. This is where you get all your good ideas for Valentine's Day. If you have that special someone that you're close to and you can do something for, absolutely, we're going to tell you all the good things you can do. All the different positions you can try on Valentine's Day night, you know. I'm just trying to get y'all prepared, you know what I mean, for that time. But before we jump into anything, any of that, I want to get my shout out on, first and foremost. Shout out to God, as always, because he's so awesome and wonderful, and he woke us up this morning, and he's going to put us to bed tonight. And he's going to bless me so that I can bring up my grades and my classes because I need it. I really need it. I really do. Also, I want to give a shout-out to the Six Man Radio team. A special, special, super shout-out to Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage. It's his birthday today, so shout-out to him. Hope he has an awesome birthday. And I hope he gets well soon because he's a little under the weather. So, definitely, God is going to work it out. Also, shout out to DJ Prince for just being so freaking awesome, giving us the mixes every Wednesday. He keeps it real good and grown and sexy, and, you know, we get hype and everything. So, he's definitely putting it down, as always. And shout out to you guys. Shout out to you callers who tune in and listen every Wednesday from 9 to 11 p.m. We definitely truly appreciate you. So thank you so much. I don't have a word of the day. I don't have a quote for the day. I just wanted to keep it strictly Valentine's Day tonight. I just want to jump right into different ways you can tell your baby, your boo thing, your everything, or whatever you love, the love of your life, how much you care about them and love them. One way, which I know men are going to be like, oh, hell no. You can watch like a little, you know, a movie together, a romantic movie. Just cheap, affordable ways to show that you love your spouse or your significant other. You sit on the couch, watch a little movie, cry on his shoulder, tell him, oh, babe, look at that. I love you. I love you. No, I love you. No, I love you. You know, all that shit. All that shit. All that nice stuff, I guess. Ugh. I guess I'm a little bitter because I don't have a Valentine. So, I might be talking a little shit throughout the show. It's okay. You know, don't judge me. I'm just, you know, having a moment or whatever. But I'm pretty sure it'll work out in the end. I might find me a Valentine one day before Valentine's Day comes. I might. I don't know. Y'all pray for me. Pray for me. So, what are you gonna do for Valentine's Day? What would you think would be a nice gift that you would want your husband to give you on Valentine's Day that doesn't cost a whole bunch of money?
I mean, just put in a movie, put some candles. I don't know, for some reason, candles just make you feel
what?
Horny. I don't know.
They just definitely get me in the mood.
Just watch a movie or something and then do something spontaneous.
Yeah, like
and
what?
Then just
like
get it on.
Get butt naked and run down the street and then run back. Like, that's telling you, that'll get your adrenaline pumping. You'll be ready.
Yeah.
Run down the street butt naked holding hands.
Yeah. I'm not into the... At the beginning when we, you know, got together, I liked the balloons. I liked the candy. I liked the necklace and bracelets and rings. And now I'm just simple. I'm real simple now.
Exactly. Especially since y'all been together, what, 15 years?
Yeah, we've been married for 15.
Yeah, so I was like, look, you don't got to do all that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Rub my feet.
But you know him.
Yeah,
you
don't go all out.
Try to go out, yeah.
So, you guys, we want to know what your affordable, adorable, cheap-ass gifts would be for your Valentine. I hate saying the word cheap because it makes it sound cheap, but that's what it is. It's cheap. Definitely. I want to know what some people feel like, you know, what they would do for their Valentine. Like me, I guess because I'm not, you know, married, I would want my Valentine to go all the way out. I mean, I want flowers, candy. I want you to give me a massage, like candles everywhere. I don't even, you know what, I'm going to switch the flowers. Just give me like an edible arrangement and I'd be happy as hell. You know what I mean? Like, I'll be really happy.
And if you don't know how to do a massage, you can go and get a gift card at a massage place.
I'm telling you. Or you can buy me a vibrator. I mean, whichever one you feel like.
Yeah.
Make me the most happy. Right. That's all I can really say. Because I need one. I'm in need. You know what I mean? I'm not even going to front sit here and lie that I'm not missing my vibrator, because I am.
Yes,
I really am missing it. I really am missing it. Also, another cheap. God, why do I keep saying cheap? Because it is. That's what it is. Cheap. Okay, another idea for you guys is to celebrate after Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
That would piss me off, though. I'd be like, listen, everybody out with they boo. And they all lovey-dovey. And you want to wait till after? Really?
No. Okay. But you know what's real cheap, too?
Nah.
You know what's real cheap that I never liked? Somebody just bringing me a card.
Oh, no.
I mean, I'm looking at them like, what?
No
Are
thought.
You serious?
They didn't even write nothing in it. They put their name at the bottom.
No, they didn't even put $2 in there. They didn't even put $2 or a gift card or something. They just bring you a straight card. Like, okay, what is this? I mean, where's the rest of it? Come on, stop playing.
Exactly.
What are it?
I'm going to throw that card in the trash can as soon as you give it to me. I am not even going to look at it. I'm not even going to open it. I can't do it. That's too damn cheap. Now, that's cheap as hell.
That card probably was only 50 cents.
A dollar. At the Dollar Tree, like it wasn't even $5. Like,
okay, so I do believe that isn't the cheapest, probably the cheapest thing too. Other than that, you're going out and buy somebody.
Exactly. But like another affordable way is to put a limit on it. Could put a cash limit. I'd be like, listen. We're going to exchange gifts. Here's our limit. Like they do for, like, Christmas. Like Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Like, put a limit on it. That way you don't go overboard and think you're supposed to spend a whole bunch of money. Because I'm not going to do it. You tell me that limit, I might go a little bit underneath what you said. But you'll never know. Because I'll make it look good. You will never know. Also, another cheap way to make your significant other smile on Valentine's Day is to make each other laugh. You know, instead of buying, like, all these expensive gifts, get, like, gag gifts. Like, exchange, you know, funny gifts. Like, maybe it's a roll of toilet paper with lips lip imprint stamped all over it. You know what I mean? Like, or a giant gummy candy heart. Like, something that's going to be funny, that's going to make them laugh, but they're going to be like, oh, that's so sweet. Like, you know, be simple. Simple is the new sexy now. Don't be too simple to sell you cheap as hell, but just
okay.
Be simple. You know what I mean? You just bring me a Valentine's Day card, you got to get this the same day.
Exactly.
You like, you know what? Okay? It's over. I'm done. And it's done. And it's finished. what's the best Valentine's gift you've ever received from somebody?
Kevin, a tennis bracelet.
No,
that was like really, really, really pretty.
That was too much damn money.
And now all of it's like, probably somewhere packed up in
exactly.
The bag. I don't wear my jewelry like that no more.
You don't even wear exactly. Don't even wear
wear it like that no more. So. That's
what I
feel
like.
Now
I'm gonna
I like
you wear that every day.
Okay.
Where your bracelet at?
I don't like to wear my stuff like that. That's why now I like the simple stuff. Like something simple.
Yeah.
Even
like
walking on a beach. Even y'all in South, North Carolina, and them places up. Y'all can't go walk on the beach like around this time because it's probably freezing cold.
It's
freezing
cold.
But down here is nice, so.
Don't nobody care. Don't nobody care just because you in Miami living it up. Nobody
nice,
cares.
So we can go walk on the beach or something, yeah.
Whatever. Forget them, y'all. Forget them. They don't even count no more.
We had some cool days for the past few days, though, and we were like, where did this cool air come from? Like, for real. Isn't it Florida? I swear, I'm not in North Carolina right now. Where's this cool air come from?
I'm about to move up there.
Yeah. It's nice.
I'm tired of damn cold. It's too much.
Yeah. He keeps trying to get us to move up that way, but
I'm like,
nah, I want to stay here for a little. Every time I think about the cold, I'm like, I want to stay here. Let's stay here.
Exactly. Like, hell nah, we not going down there.
Okay. But maybe that's what I'll do for Valentine's. I'm going to go up the beach. That sounds cool.
And be nasty. Take you a blanket.
Yeah.
Take you a blanket and some lubricant, okay? That's what I need you to do. So that fan going to be in places.
You know what.
Yeah. Don't be too much. I don't know. The sweetest Valentine's gift I ever received was actually last year. I didn't think I was gonna have a Valentine, so it was a surprise to me. And you know, I'm at work. I got off work, and I was walking out the door, and there he was standing there by my car with flowers and like a little heart shaped cookie. It was a big cookie, too, like chocolate chip, and it said my sweetheart on it. It was so sweet. I was like, aww. I felt some type of way. I felt loved at that very moment. I was like, aww. So sweet. Okay, we have a caller who wants to chime in. We're going to bring them in. Like I said, you guys, call up and tell us the most sweetest Valentine's gift you ever received from someone. Just anything. Call up and tell us. The number is 646-478-3599. We're going to bring the first caller in. Tell All Radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
What's up? What's going on?
Hi.
What's going on?
How you doing?
Nothing. What's going on?
What the topic is
it? Oh, hell.
What?
We're talking about Valentine's Day ideas for next week. Next week is Valentine's Day, and we want to give people ideas, and we're going to talk about the sweetest Valentine's gifts we've ever received. So you want to tell us what you would get your woman? Like,
damn, what I would get her?
Yeah.
I'll try to do something.
What would you do?
I don't know.
See, you messing up. You got a week to figure it out.
I know.
This is what you do. You run her a bubble bath, right?
First of all, listen.
You get you some rose petals, but you get the fake rose petals. You don't get the real ones. You don't do that. That's too much. You get the fake ones. And you put them all on the floor. You know how they be having it in the movies. Y'all need to start watching romantic movies.
Mm-hmm.
Get y'all some ideas.
Yeah. What would you want your man?
What would I want?
Yeah.
What would I want? I would want to be with the person I love. That's all I even need. That's it. It doesn't even matter.
You gonna be with him that week?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm not gonna be able to be with him.
Oh, okay.
So I'm gonna be lonely as hell, sitting in my room, crying with my little ice cream. Wrapped in my covers, watching movies. That's what I'm gonna be doing on Valentine's Day. Are y'all going? Who is this on my line?
Man, this Red Bull. What's up?
What's going on, though?
What the hell you want?
Say what you want, man. Say he wants you.
Oh, cut it out.
What's Face K at?
We're on the air.
I'm trying to be her Valentine.
She is married. She ain't a Valentine. She got one.
All I need is one night.
We the only people online.
Y'all the only people on air because y'all called in.
I'm trying to be 60K Valentine here. Y'all, I'm good. What would you do if you could have 60K for your Valentine? If you could, because you can't. But I'm saying
sure, for a good time, I'll try my best to show it just a good time.
What would you do?
Whatever she want to do.
I hate when dudes say that. I need you to man up, and I need you to make the decision. No. I'm going to need you to man up, and I'm going to need you to make that decision.
Women want men.
Okay.
First of all, I be gonna save up a little nice little chunk of little money. You know what I'm saying? We'll get a limousine. We'll go to a 5-star restaurant. Go to a 5-star hotel. You know, do it like that.
Why you going to the hotel?
I mean, well, my house or whatever. Where else you want to go?
He trying to go behind closed doors.
Make sure, you know, she go to the spa early on in the day. Make sure she gets pampered and all her hair done and all everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, who want to be my damn Valentine? Y'all talking about 60K. What about Princess Jazzy? You know what I mean? That's fucked up. I just want y'all to know that's real fucked up. I'm thinking you married, Jay. I am not married. Thank you very much. We have a caller who wants to chime in as well. Hello, how are you?
Hello, How are you doing?
Sir, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, just chilling. I'm just listening in. But I'm kind of the person, and this may sound weird, I don't really do Valentine's Day for my girl or whatever. Because I feel like, why? That's one day when I like to show, you know what I'm saying, that I do stuff every day or every other day or whenever us guys do it. I mean, I don't feel like you should have one designated day where most guys just hit up one girl, take her out somewhere where everybody at, and then try to get some. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should do it every day. You feel me?
I feel what you're saying. So you want to be my Valentine?
Oh,
you laughing? That's funny.
I'm just saying, hey.
That's fucked up.
It is what it is. But seriously, like, cause y'all women, y'all expect it, and not, you know, it's like, oh yeah, what am I gonna get today? You know, da, 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 da. And you have all these stories that add up. But what about the other days? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, how does that work?
I don't think women expect much. I just think y'all assume that we expect much.
Yeah.
Are you
y'all
kidding
go
me?
Over and above. Yeah, I'm serious right now. I think y'all assume that we expect a whole bunch of stuff, and we really don't. We really
all
just
right,
want you.
Why? All right. I'm gonna give you one. Go on Twitter and watch how many girls be like, my boo got me this, my boo got me that, da 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 da, showing off this and that. It's like some kind of, you know what I'm saying? On that day, on Valentine's Day, oh, I got all these roses and all this stuff, Twitter pics, Instagramming. Like, y'all do that because y'all feel like it's a competition with other women and stuff like that. For what, though?
No. First of all, I don't even want my business all out there on Front Street, especially if it's between my relationships. I'd be like, look, you know what I mean? Like, that's I might take a little picture on Instagram, you know what I mean? But I'm not trying to compete with nobody. I'm not trying to compete with nobody. But I think, like, for me, I want to just chill. Like, I just want to be with the person that I love and I care about. That's it.
That's it.
Doesn't have to
that's
be
it.
Any extra.
I think time
is the best gift. Just time, spending time together.
Mm-hmm.
For me, anyway. I'm going to bring somebody else in. So, all radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, my name is Philip. I just wanted to comment how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good,
Some other
nigga
that caught
him.
He ain't saying nothing. Yeah, he just caught
him. Like, I'm hearing what dudes saying about Valentine's, but, you know, yeah, you do something every day for your girl, and, yeah, I'm strong on that, you know, and I like to spend time with the person I'm with. But just like Christmas is a day that, you know, you go out, you just want to do that little extra something special, and
okay.
I want to show more of, you know, how much I appreciate you, because, you know, an everyday gift, that's what you're supposed to do. You know, and every day you're supposed to give them something, acknowledge them, and show them that you care. But this is one day for something special. This day was set aside for me and you. That's what it is for me.
Okay, I feel you. I got you. So, do you think that you should go all out for your girl on Valentine's Day?
Within reason, you know.
All out for one person
is not all out for another person.
Okay. I just say keep it simple. That's the best way I can put it. Keep it simple and give me your time. That's what I need.
Yeah, but if for a case like you, that means on that day, I need to give you my time in a special kind of way. You know, because you're going to spend time
anyway.
Stop being
nasty. Speaking on air. Stop being nasty.
No,
my mind
went
to another place.
Oh. That's fine. But, you know, because I'm going to be giving you time anyway, any other time, on any other given day. But this day is supposed to be special.
Mm-hmm. So, you going to be my Valentine?
Sure.
That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Sure.
See, that's the first person that said sure. Everybody else is just like, oh... We don't want you, Jazzy.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. I don't appreciate it. I mean, I just feel some type of way.
Nice. I do. I feel unloved right now.
Everybody talking about sexy K. I want you to be my Valentine. Like what's wrong with Jazz? That's all I'm saying. What did I do to y'all?
Not a thing. Just been for me. That's all.
Okay. I'm gonna find me a man, boo boo. Fine.
No, I don't believe you have to look too hard.
He wants to take care of me and my baby, not some little boy who want to stay home and live with his mama. A real man, just cut. That's all right.
not somebody on Madden all the time.
Exactly. Want to be playing damn video games and shit. Could be rubbing my face. I don't understand that. I don't understand. No appreciation. Y'all men, I can tell y'all. You know what? I'm about to go off right now because men don't appreciate shit. Like, nothing. It's like we give and give and give and y'all just take and take and take.
Well, that's the person now, because that can go both ways.
Hell no. It's the damn men all the damn time. Y'all be making me mad because y'all so selfish and inconsiderate and just
now, there's two sides to that coin now. Because you got those that know how to give, and then a lot of times they end up with somebody that don't know how to reciprocate.
Listen, all the situations that I have been in, y'all are some freaking jerk offs.
See, I'm not going to argue with that because I know brothers who I agree with you with. But I also
know
brothers.
It's true.
But I also know brothers at the same time that are just the opposite.
I don't think so. I've never met one, so I don't know.
What's the saying? There's an exception to every rule. How to say there's an exception to every rule.
Huh?
What's the old saying, that there's an exception to every rule?
I don't believe that shit either. That's a lie. That's a damn lie.
Give it time. You'll meet them.
I'm not even. I'm going to be alone with like 50 cats. I've already put that in my head.
Well, I'll bring
there
the milk.
No coming back. You know what I mean? Like.
Well, I'll bring the milk for the cats.
Okay, cut it out. right now. Don't be trying to do that on air. Don't do that.
Oh,
okay. One of my fans might get jealous. You know, don't do that.
But he's out there. He's out there. Just keep your. You don't got to look for him. Just keep your eyes open so when you see him.
I'm closing my eyes now. I don't even want to see his ass.
He'll still let you know his presence, so.
Mm-hmm. So what's the sweetest thing you've ever done for a woman for Valentine's Day?
I created a day. I spent all day away from him creating a day. I made dinner. I rented a room and decorated with balloons and cards and teddy bears. And then when I finally went and picked her up and brought her to the room, and I just opened the door and just surprised her with a whole room that was created just for her for that day.
Oh, how sweet. You ain't have to do all that, though.
Yeah, I didn't have to, but... why not?
It was true, that I true. Could if she's worth it, why not? Men out there, why not?
Well, what
I'm
happened?
I'm a man
really
hater right now. Like I'm feeling man haterish. Like I really am.
Well,
just be honest with y'all.
on that note, that same day, that same girl, she came to the room. She was totally blown away with everything she saw, but then her sisters were going out to the club, so she wanted to go out. She got there flirting with one of her exes. So we get up in this argument. Then we went back to the room, and she was drunk. I was mad, so I slept on the floor. And when she finally woke up, I just said, okay, time to go. And I packed everything up in the car, and we left. I took her home and dropped her off.
Her ass would have been on the floor.
Hell no.
She's just crying. I was like, you comfortable?
Wow.
That's for sure.
She actually just passed out on the bed.
You see, that's why you don't go on.
I would have put her ass on the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have been like, I would have scooted her on the floor. And been like, listen. Hell no.
Yeah. But at the time,
remember the guy I was telling y'all about last? I'm sorry, I'm interrupting, but I have to get this off my chest because I'm feeling some type of way. You know what I mean? So remember the guy I was telling y'all about last week who was like, can we still be friends after he had a girlfriend who called me and texted me and all this drama? So I was like, well, you have to call her on three-way and tell her that you don't want to talk to her no more. If you're going to continue to talk to me, if we're going to be friends.
Mm-hmm.
So he called on three-way, and he told her, listen, I can't talk to you no more. She was like, why? He was like, just because. I was like, okay. Like, I don't really care how you tell her. You just need to tell her.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked to him a couple of nights ago. And he's like, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, he kept stuttering and shit. I was like, what is wrong with you? He was like, nothing. I was like, nah, something wrong. What you doing? What is it? He was like, I said, oh, you still fucking that bitch? He was like, no. I was like, really? You want me to believe that? Really? He was like, I'm not. What are you talking about? I was like, why are you stuttering? Like, what is you stuttering for? Like, why you sound scared? Like, what's wrong with you? But he was like, nah. I was like, so you still fucking her? He was like, yeah, man. I said, oh, okay. Like, what, like, I'm not going to be upset. That's your boo. That's your boo thing. So, go ahead, do it. Do you. But just, no, I'm not talking to you no more. Like, we cannot be friends anymore because you a liar. And I feel like, why are you lying? There's no need. I don't know. That's why I say men are just, I just don't understand the way y'all think, right? What do y'all think? I don't get it. It really bothers me because I really do not get it.
Well, some don't actually believe they can be straight up and still, they just don't believe they can be straight up. They're so used to what society say is right and what they're supposed to do that's what they try to pretend to be. But life isn't always what it's set out to be. So sometimes things are twisted. And if they're twisted, say they're twisted.
I just feel like y'all just weak as hell. Like, sometimes y'all are just weak as hell. Like, y'all are so weak that you can't keep it real. Why is that? Like, I'm being real with you. I'm keeping it real with you. But when it comes down to you being real with me, it's like, fuck that bitch. I'm a lot of that bitch. Like, really? Really, and then you be lying about stupid shit that don't even matter. Like, what are you lying for?
They're ashamed of their own self. That's
what
it is. It's really not about you. It's about them and themselves. They're ashamed of who they are. And some of them just don't know how to change.
I have a stalker, you guys. Like, a real life stalker. It freaks me out, like, for real. Like, y'all laughing? I'm serious.
Where he at?
I don't know, honey. He's stalking me, though. I'm scared. I'm in fear for my life.
He be there after you get off work?
No, he just be stalking me on the phone. He's a stalker.
Radio?
Know.
On a radio show?
Both. My phone and the and the radio. Like, I feel like I'm scared. Like, it's weird. And he said he does not like Prince. Do you hear me? Prince, wherever you are, he doesn't like you. He does not like you. He wanted me to kick you off the show and everything. He said he's done with you.
Whoa, what happened? What did Prince say?
You remember that guy that called up? And they were talking shit to him.
Huh?
You remember the guy that called up and they was like talking shit? It was like, what the fuck is he talking about? Get the fuck off the phone. This is up. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't like you guys.
Oh, he'll be okay.
He's a stalker. It's weird. It's very weird for me. Like, I might have had stalkers before, but they never was, like, as adamant as he is. So, I don't know.
Has this guy seen you before?
No.
He knows where you stay?
That's the weird part. No.
Oh.
I don't know. He's weird. Shout out to him. Shout out to Weirdo. I see you. Shout out to him. All right, you guys. We're going to go into a spotlight for a second. We're going to do an artist spotlight for a second. We're going to play a song by Jay Speed, Right On Me. I really like this song. Like, you know. Maybe we can get him on to do an interview or something. He be playing though. That's why I don't know. But we're gonna try to get him on to do an interview. But right now I'm gonna play two of his songs. The first one is gonna be Right On Me, and then the second one is gonna be Party of the Century. I'm just gonna play little snippets of the songs so you guys can kind of hear his feel and get his feel of music. So.
Tell
right.
All Radio
Tell
Live.
All
Radio
Tell
Live.
All.
Look, I know I don't normally do this, but due to the circumstances I'm dealt, I got no other choice. Hey, Pat. Hey, man, you crazy for this one. No, I mean, you're really crazy for this one. Let's go. Sorry for the pain and the struggle that we've been through. Sorry that these words cutting deep like a jutsu. Sorry that these lies make you cry so many tears at night. I'm sick to my stomach, filled with hunger, but no appetite. I can't sleep, can't walk, won't stop till we get it right. Sorry that these words playing over like a soundbite. I don't mean to disrespect, I don't want to upset you. I want to buy you finer things, love you and caress you. Sorry if your mind says stay, but your heart to move on. This empty bed's where I sleep. Notification, you gone. See, I ain't playing no joke, no correlation that he said. But I walked out of heaven, so I'm feeling like Jackie.
Every time I lie, swear I wouldn't cheat. No need to place the blame, cause baby, it's on me. Right on me, right on me, right on me, right on me. Right on me. I gave you everything I had, determined I would be. No need to place the blame, cause baby, it's on me.
Damn, I really am an asshole. But I'm the shit, so that's the reason I'm an asshole. And as a whole, our whole relationship needs damage control. Communication, you saying that's the way we should go. You talk, I nod and respond, and suddenly we console. But really, in my mind, I heard you speaking Espanol. You come at me like, can't we be like us when things was old? But chick, I lost some old feelings long time ago. You know people say it ain't you, it's
this bitch hotter than Wakanda on Martin Luther King Day. This old chick I hit through her red panties at me like a bouquet. Toss them back as a challenge, that's official Rubio replay. This shit so wild, this Project X mixed up with Diglo. Drunken chick thinks she slick, I told that girl let go of my ego. She slurs, you ain't hot, this sweat, touch my ass, it's softer than Play-Doh. I grab no problemo, she says, boy, you so cock, I fuego. My girl just slipped on, man, it could be a tragedy. If she takes off her hands, got mad by sexuality. It's too turned up, that's my excuse, you can't be mad at me. It's so damn crowded, maximum capacity.
See, only probably real. Twist me, bound it up, but that don't make you real. I'm ballin' in the club tonight. Ballin' in the club tonight.
Tell All Radio
Tell
Live.
All Radio
Tell
Live. All.
All right, you guys, we're back. We're back. And that was, excuse me for saying it wrong, that was Jay Speed. And hold on, let me get it right. Let me get it right. Let me get it right. I don't want to know why you're cursing me out and stuff. Mo Militia. So Jay Speed and Mo Militia, Party of the Century. And other song was Right on Me. So they're definitely doing their thing. Like I said, we're definitely going to get them on and see what's popping one day. You know, if they stop acting up. I might be able to do something, get them on here. But we have a caller on the line who wants to join in on the conversation. Like I said, the conversation for tonight is different ideas for Valentine's Day. Give me some ideas, ways you could spice it up, you know, get nasty and freaky and all that stuff like that. So we're going to bring them in and see what's popping. Tell All Radio, who's this? Where are you calling from? Hello. You want to talk? Yes, no, maybe, no, okay. Guess that person didn't want to talk. He was a little embarrassed, but it's okay. I need some ladies. Like, ladies, I need you guys to call up and tell me what it is that you would want your man to do on Valentine's Day. Like, I just want you to rub my feet. And let's watch a movie together. That's about it. Well, maybe not rub my feet because I'm a little ticklish. So maybe just, you know, let me lay my feet across your lap or something. That'll be good. Just don't touch them. You can, like, rub my leg, maybe. It depends on how I feel. I'm a little iffy sometimes. Sometimes I want a lot of affection. Sometimes I'm just like, yo, get away from me. Shut the fuck up. Like, I'm a bit rude sometimes. You know. But, you know, women, you know, you gotta be like that sometimes. Because like I said, men don't appreciate shit. I'm a man hater tonight. I'm just saying. I'm a man hater. All right, you guys, since y'all don't want to talk, I'm going to go into some music because I want to. I'm going to go into some Aussie because I definitely enjoyed him last week. He came on the show and he brought his single Wet, and I'm really feeling this song. So I'm going to do that for you guys right now. And then when we come back, we're going to be joined by Florida. And we're going to get to know him and bring in his song. So make sure y'all stay right here. We're going to be right back. We're coming back, I promise. I'm not going nowhere. Like I said, in about 10 minutes, Florida is going to come through with his single, Who Want It? So, we'll be right back.
Tell All Radio Tell Live. All Radio Tell Live. All.
I can make it wet, baby, drippin', drippin' wet, baby. I can make it wet, baby, hot, wet, sex, baby. I can make it wet, baby, kissin' on your neck, baby. I can make it wet, baby. I can make it wet, baby. I can make it wet, baby, drippin' up in sweat, baby. I can make it wet, baby, kissin' on your neck, baby. I can make it wet, baby, steamin' hot, sex, baby. I can make it wet, baby. Let me get it wet. I can make it wet, baby, drippin' up in sweat. I got a little sex craving, rubbing on that ass up the gap. Call it Nick Saban, take them panties off. Ain't gon' talk, I'ma keep kicking. Put them legs up, head up, you just keep shaking. Is it too much? I be moving like a street nigga. Hit it from the back, then the front. Watch it flea flicker, love you when you ride it. Up and down like a bull rider. Pussy sitting pretty, perky titties, I'm a bullfighter. Under underlay, matador, I'm a dick driver. How you fucking wet? Every sex. My click finder stretching out that body. She can't stop, she just keeps swerving. Baby pussy stay working, ass milk stay twerking. Flip it to the back, matter of fact, you just keep posting. I can make it wet, very wet, with just three motions. I can make it wet, baby dripping, dripping wet. Baby I can make it wet, baby hot, wet sex. Baby I can make it wet, baby kissing on your neck. Baby I can make it wet, baby I can make it wet. Baby I can make it wet, baby dripping up in sweat.
Up and down that click, I'ma eat you up and down into that pussy dripping wet. By the way you make that sound, I can tell you loving it.
That's
when
right.
You bust a nut, girl, I'ma let you feel this dick. Slow stroke that thing, baby, let me hit it from the back. She said, nigga, beat it up and then smack me on my ass. Then I hit it like she wanted, I'm the best she ever had. Now the neighbors keep complaining cause she's screaming my name. My dick all in her stomach and we both dripping sweat. I told you, baby, girl, I can get that pussy.
I can make it wet, baby, drippin', drippin' wet. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, hot, wet sex. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissin' on your neck. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, I can make it wet. Baby, I
baby,
can make it
my
wet.
Pussy, let me hear you say it. Let me hear you scream my name while I bust you on the table. I can see it in your eye, you the type to take a stable. This a triple crown horse, that'll catch up with your neighbor. Had you running up the bed, so I put it in your deeper. Just to say that you a keeper, so I stroke a little more. So she get a little tingle, got a toe going ham. Cause she feeling all this penis, I said really gone stupid. Cause I'm fucking on my single, make her do a dirty dance. While I'm dishing out these singles, you can do it, baby. While I get you like a Pringle, put my lips up on that click. Watch me lick, then you shiver, it be going, going down. Baby nickname Timber, when I beat it from the back. Baby nut out the center, it's a nature boy show. Every woman go. Get a taste of this pimple.
I can make it wet, baby, drippin', drippin' wet. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, hot, wet sex. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissing on your neck. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, I can make it wet. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, drippin' up in sweat. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, kissing on your neck. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, steamin' hot sex. Baby, I can make it wet, baby, let me get it wet.
Tell All Radio
Tell
Live.
All Radio Tell Live. All. All right, you guys, we're back. And we have a caller who wants to chime in before we get Florida on the line. Tell All Radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm on the radio.
Yes, you on the radio.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, y'all. Hello.
So at one time.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you want to let me go? Okay. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say, like, my ultimate, like, Valentine's Day thing would be, like, you know, man come pick me up from my house or whatever. We go downtown, go to a nice expensive restaurant called Ruth Chris. And, you know, have a nice dinner, some filet mignon or something like that. And then maybe get a room at the Hilton. Maybe take, like, a nice old milk bath, you know, get real comfortable. And then after that, you know, I'm a lady. We ain't gonna do nothing. You know, just lay there for the rest of the night. You know, maybe massage my feet. I'm not ticklish on my feet, so you can massage my feet. You know, ask me what my hopes and dreams and my desires are in life. You know,
hold on. Do you have a man?
Huh?
Do you have a man?
Excuse me. No, but what that got to do with anything? What your man got to do with me?
Listen, do you have a man? That's exactly damn why you don't got one, because you want filet mignon and milk bath. Like, what the hell?
I like to eat, so if you going to be with me, you got to take me out to eat.
Exactly, but you want milk bath? Really? What you need milk bath for?
I do. I always attract the bad dudes, you know, the bad guys who just want to come over, get some and go home. No, forget that. So my standards are set high. You want to take me out for
absolutely.
And I get down.
Mm-hmm. I got
yes.
you. Okay.
You need
I
to listen to that too. I'm
from.
Just saying. I'm
you
just
need
saying.
To shut your ass up and get off my damn line.
Really? This what I get when I call in? You
exactly.
talk to anybody else like that?
Exactly what you mean. I talk to every damn body like don't tell me what I get your ass off my goodbye.
You know what?
And the caller is out. She's gone. She's out of here. All right, guys. We're about to get it popping. Florida is about to be in the building. Son, y'all gotta get ready. I'm gonna play some music before he comes in. Real quick. Get up and popping and ready and going for him. We're going to hit y'all with some Rihanna. Pull it up. That's my song.
Throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Pull it up. That's how we ball out. Throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Pull it up. That's how we ball out. Strip clubs and dollar bills. I got my money. Patron shots, gonna get a refill. Crippers going up and down that pole. So got my money. 4 o'clock and we ain't going home. So got my money. Money makes the world go round. So got my money. Dance makes your girl go down. So got my money. Fly more where that came from. So got my money. Look in your eyes and know you won't fall. So got my money. Oh, all I see is signs. All I see is dollar signs. Watch it fall up from the sky. Throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Pull it up. That's how we ball out. Throw it up. Watch it all fall out. Pull it up. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out. Ballet costs $100 bills. So got my money. Gold all up in my grill. So got my money. Who cares how you hate a sell? So got my money. Call Jay up and go to jail. So got my money. My fragrance on and they love my smell. So got my money. But who cares about what I spend? So got my money. My pockets deep and they never end. So got my money. I'm going down with all my friends. So got my money. Dollar signs. Money on my mind. Money on my mind. Throw it up. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out. That's how we ball out.
All right, you guys, we're back. We're back, and we're joined by Florida. What's poppin'?
What's good?
Nothing much, nothing much. So, Florida, does your name have anything to do with where you're from?
Yeah. I guess,
because, you know, it was pretty obvious, and, you know, I'm kind of smart, so I was like, you know, putting two and two together, like, yeah, that might be the reason, you know, you never know. So, but you spell it a different way than regular.
Yeah.
Which I like, because it's very different.
No, the main reason I did it, because when I first started, it was the whole everybody had the flow rider joke, so I just go ahead and switched it up. Like, every time I went to a show, I wouldn't put a dash between it or nothing, and they would still say flow rider. So.
So now they have to say Florida.
Exactly. It's still exactly how you pronounce it.
So what made you want to start to do music, or how long have you been doing music?
I've been writing music since I was 15, and as far as why I wanted to do it is, I mean, it was all a part. It was all a part of me growing up. Like, my mama was a big music lover, and, you know, I came up on jazz and R&B, and, I mean, it's a way to express yourself also. So I've been doing music since I was about 15.
Okay. What do you think that your genre of music is ultimately? Like, what is the main thing that you?
I created it's not something I created, but I put a name on it. I call it gangsta rap. But the reason why I say it's gangsta rap is because I spell gangsta as far as God's angels never glorify, simply to amuse. And what that means is I'm not going to rap about something just because it's the hot topic. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I like that little phrase. That's cool. Do you play any instruments?
Nah.
No? We gotta get you on some instruments or something. They'll never know. Like, it'll be a surprise. Like, people will be like, oh, shit, he could play the piano? Like, yeah, they'll never know. I got you. Yeah. I'm going to hook you up.
Alright, that's what's up. I'll be waiting.
I'm going to try and teach you. I only took a couple of lessons when I was little. So, I don't know
okay.
about
right.
I don't know if I'm any good, but I can try. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So
all
how
right.
do you
I'm
describe so you say you do your music is basically gangsta rap.
Yeah.
From personal experiences. Thinking back on when you first started your music and now, do you think it's really changed a lot for you?
My music or music in general?
Your music.
Yeah. I mean, my music has changed a lot because mainly when I first came on, I was just trying to, you know, I was trying to be heard. And now I'm to a point in my life where, I mean, I just got to do what I know, and what I know is being the underdog and struggling. So that's what I talk about.
Okay. What was the first? Do you remember your first song you've ever written?
The first song I ever wrote was a song called "Get on Your Job." I was 15 years old, and it was like a commercial song. Like, I just did it to prove a point to my mama. She told me that it was a waste of time, and I wrote the song and took it to work just so she could see that, okay, like, I actually do this and I'm serious about it. So, the name of the song was "Get on Your Job."
Okay, so you gonna do you gonna spit a little something? Yeah, no, yes,
so
kind of sort of.
From that song?
From the song, yeah, I want to hear it.
I don't even remember that song. I'm trying to remember how it went, but I know it was called Get On Your Job, because when I took it to my mama's job, every time I would go up there, her coworkers had all the jokes in the world. Like, they would walk up to me and be like, you better get on your job, boy. Like, so that's the reason why I remember the song.
I thought you was going to be able to, you know, do just a little bit, but it sounds like a cool song, though. You was 15, though. I don't know.
It was straight for a 15-year-old, put it like that.
Okay. I believe you. I trust you. I believe it. So, as far as you do live performances, right?
Yeah.
So, what can people expect to see at a live performance with Florida? Like, are you going to take your shirt off? Like, what can I expect from your
performance? I mean, I get live, man. I want you to feel what I'm saying. So, in order for you to feel what I'm saying, I have to feel it. So, if it's a song where I get crunk, then, I mean, if it's hot on stage, then, yeah, my shirt going to come off. Like, it ain't coming off just so I can get somebody to scream. Like, I might really be hot. Like, like them lights get hot, man. Especially when you're bouncing around and moving around,
yeah.
Them lights get hot. So,
yeah,
my shirt, like, there is a possibility that my shirt might come off.
Mm-hmm. So, ladies, remember that. Go to a show, shirt might come off, panties might get wet. You never know. So, if you had to describe your music in 3 or 4 words, what would you call it?
3 or 4 words.
Mm-hmm.
Real, raw, relevant, and you said 3 or 4 words, yeah. Real, raw, relevant. I can't think of a fourth one, so.
Okay. What do you think your biggest break or your greatest accomplishment has been so far in your music career?
My greatest accomplishment, I guess, would be, I really don't know. I guess my greatest accomplishment would be learning how to produce my own music so I don't have to pay nobody to do it.
That is so hard. That is really hard. I get so frustrated. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's time.
I really can't.
It is.
I'm like, I'm in that microwave mindset where I just want to be able to just do it and it be perfect the way I want it right at that moment. And it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, like it's been a couple times where I done got up and walked off from the computer because
exactly.
I've been so mad because I can't get it to sound right. So I got to take a break before I throw it out the window.
Mhm. I almost threw my computer one time. I did.
It happens, trust me.
It does. So as far as the next 2 to 3 years, where do you see yourself as far as music goes?
Within the next 2 or 3 years, I see myself somewhere on stage, either opening up for Wayne or on tour with Wayne.
Okay. That's a big dream. You want to make it happen, I'm sure.
Yeah, got to.
So what has been the biggest challenge for you, the biggest obstacle you had to face?
Dealing with liars. That has been my biggest obstacle. Dealing with liars and learning how to turn the other cheek.
Yeah.
That has been my biggest obstacle.
It's hard because people will try to sell you a dream and they don't even have anything. So
exactly.
I definitely feel you.
It's a lot of, I mean, even guys on the same level I'm on, I mean, like, we all in the same boat. So, I mean, you don't have to lie to kick it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know...
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not balling. I know you're not getting money like that. I know you're not doing the stuff that you say you're doing because we at the same open mic show. So I know for a fact that you ain't doing it. So, I mean, you ain't got a lot of me, you know what I'm saying, to make yourself look better than I am.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we all grinding to get to the same goal. So.
Exactly.
And then you get, and then you get promoters and managers and a lot of people who will hear your song and, oh, I can do this, that, and the third. And boom, you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't hear from them no more. So that has been my biggest challenge. Because then when I see them again, like one side will say, like, go punch him in his face. But the other side will be like, you know what? It is what it is. Keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Now you see him for what he really is. So.
Absolutely. Just be glad, like, it didn't go any further. And then you really got fucked. You know what I mean? Like, that
exactly.
would really be. Ugh, hate that. No liars. But that is the industry right now. So much
it
people
is.
Thinking
it
that
is.
They can do something for you, and they really can't. Like, so if you had an opportunity to change something about your music, what would it be?
Change something about my music? If I could change something about my music, honestly, nothing. I mean, everything I say comes from the heart, and that's the only place it's going to come from, so I wouldn't change nothing about it. I would let it sell. That's what I would change. That's what I would change. I would want more people to feel it and listen to it. I mean, I'm not a big swag person. I'm not big rack person. I ain't into skinny jeans. So, you know, like, I spit it for the underdog, you know what I'm saying? I spit it for the have-nots. So that's what I would change, is that everybody would really open their ears and listen.
Okay. So I know everybody, you know, every artist has a favorite genre of music that is probably not the music that they perform. So do you have a different type of music that you like to listen to besides your own?
I listen to jazz a lot. It helps me think. So, yeah.
Okay. I always say that as artists, you should be open to all genres of music just because it might give you some type of influence on a track or give you a different perspective. So, yeah, absolutely. I like jazz, too. And,
yeah.
Of course, my name is Jazz, so... Me, you know. So someone once said, write what you would want to perform over and over. So what is one song when you perform that you just have to do? Like, there is no if, ands, or buts. Like, you have to perform the song.
Well, it's actually two songs, but one of them is the song that you're gonna play in a little bit, which is called Who Want It. That is a song that no matter where I go, everybody loves it. I done performed it in South Carolina. They played it in Atlanta, Fayetteville. Like, it's everywhere I go, Raleigh. Everywhere I go, that song touches everybody. So.
I like it. I heard it. I listened to it, and I'm definitely feeling it. And we're going to get to that in a minute, but I want to ask you another question. If you had to choose an artist, dead or alive, that you would want to perform with, who would it be and why?
It has to be one.
You can do more than one. I'll let you get away with that.
It would be Pop, DMX, and T.I.
Okay. Great choices. I thought you was going to say something else, but great choice.
What you thought I was going to say?
I'm not going to say it on the air.
No, go ahead and say it. Go ahead. I've been listening to your show for about an hour, so you know what I'm saying? He's alive, so go ahead and say what you was going to say.
No, we're not going to go there.
That ain't That's not fair. What did you say? You got to say it, man. Like, you can't say you was gonna say something.
I can't even do it.
You got to do it, man. I'm curious now. I want to know what you thought.
No, I thought you was gonna say somebody like Jeezy.
Like,
and I would have really had to boo you, like Jeezy.
Like who? Did you say Jeezy?
Yes.
I like Jeezy though.
He's whack. I don't know.
Stop it. Jesus, not whack now.
I just think it's the way he talks that makes me, like, turn me off. Like, I can't even listen.
Is it the old Jesus or the new Jesus? Like, which one is it?
Both. It doesn't even matter. Both of them whack.
You wild.
Like, I can't do it. I just can't listen. It's his voice. I just can't.
You can't tell me thug motivation didn't knock in your trunk, man.
No, it didn't. Thug motivation was not in my trunk. I wasn't feeling it.
Pop, DMX, and T.I. Like, those are actually my influences. Pop, DMX, and T.I.
Okay, cool. Because I'm a Pop fan, so I feel you on that one. And T.I., he's just sexy. We're not even going to talk about it. We're not going to get into that. But what I want to get into is your song, Who Won It? So, could you introduce your song for me?
All right, what's going on? Tell It All Radio. This your boy, Florida. And she about to play my track, Who Want It? Floridaville, North Carolina, coming soon. Y'all check this out.
I'm in the club 5 deep with my niggas and I'm screaming, who want it? Who want it? Who want it? Who want it? You talking hard up in the club, I'm in the parking lot, I'm screaming, who want it? Who want it? Who want it? Who want it? I'm a hustler, I got it for the low. I'm screaming, who want it? Who want it? Who want it? Who want it? If you owe me money, dog, I'm at the dope. I'm saying, who want it? Who want it? Who want it? Who want it? Riding down I-95, I'm beating. CEO Fast Life, nigga, I'm speeding. Your girl called me over to your house, I'm creeping. Before she could even open the door, she leaking. My palms itching, trying to chase this money. I'm grinding, I'm out on bail, ain't trying to go to jail. Come find me, these niggas ain't talking about shit. Irrelevant, I'm out here trying to stack up on the meal, and it's evident. Procrastinating, faking, I can see right through ya. Disrespect my camp and I'ma bust your medulla. Put the fear of God and niggas when I'm up on this mic. Kept in the dark for too long and now I'm seeing the light. What you niggas trying to do? I'm trying to get paid. I'm on the flight to success and your shit is delayed. I'ma always keep it real, I promise to never switch. Your flow ain't as tight as mine, Abercrombie and Fitch. I'm in the club 5 deep with my niggas and I'm screaming, who want it? 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 You walking hard up in the club, I'm in the parking lot, I'm screaming, who want it? Who want it? Who want it? Who want it? I'm a hustler, I got it for the low. I'm screaming, who want it? Who want it? Who want it? Who want it? If you owe me money, dog, I'm at the dope. I'm saying, who want it? Who want it? Who want it? Who want it? Hillsborough County, yeah, they fucking hard to tell. I'm a Tampa Bay nigga, I'm supposed to give them hell. I rise up from the ashes and I prepare for the worst. Ready to move the competition, so I finish them first. I try to keep it cool, but niggas just won't let you be humble. I'm walking with gorillas when I'm off up in the jungle. Hollywood on the grind, making movie star beat me in the club, and we looking for a five-star freak. My pedigree, dog, is obvious and thoroughbred. Worry about them girls, and I'm trying to get this fucking bread. Sipping on that Hennessy, it got a nigga faded. But that 100 proof of having me in the bed with the lady. Keep my pistol by my side like a rubber. Strapped up like Danny Glover. Running up on my niggas, I murk you and your brother. It ain't enough room in this town for me, so move over. Got a secret for you niggas. I'm in the club 5 deep with my niggas and I'm screaming, who want it? Who want it? Who want it? Who want it? You talking hard up in the club, I'm in the parking lot, I'm screaming, who want it? Who want it? Who want it? Who want it? I'm a hustler, I got it for the low. I'm screaming, who want it? 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 If you owe me money, dog, I'm at the dope. I'm saying, who want it? 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 Niggas acting
swing on that bitch. Who want it? 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 I'm saying niggas, who want it? Who want it? Who want it? I'm asking niggas, who want it? Who want it? Who want it? I'm asking niggas, who want it? Who want it? Who want it?
Oh, you guys, we're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. Everybody who is, like, jumping down my throat just because I said a little mean little comment about Jeezy, y'all can kiss my motherfucking ass. They mad now. They mad because they was like, yo, what she talking about? Jeezy, really? Get the fuck out of here. She's whack to me. It's not going to change. I mean, it's just his voice. Like, I can't take it. It's too much. Too much. Too much. So, with all of my artists, Florida, I've been doing a fill in the blank. Kind of a little fun little game. But I say it's fake. Listen, don't do that. Don't do that.
I know where this is.
I see you don't even know where it's headed. I'ma surprise you though. You're gonna be like, oh shit. Okay.
Okay.
But no. I'm gonna make a statement and I want you to fill in the blank with whatever you wanna say to the statement, okay?
Alright.
You ready?
Let's go.
Without music I would be
bored.
Music is
my life.
My music makes me feel
calm.
I write the songs I write because
I can relate.
And I just want you to, like, yell out why people should support your music.
Because it's real. It's real. And if you're struggling, if you have struggled, then you can relate. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people a lot of people now in the music game, I'm going to just go ahead and say it. A lot of people now in the music game are glorifying things, but they're not saying the pros and the cons. All you hear on radio is the pros, but you don't ever hear the cons. You know what I'm saying? You hear about the man who done bought 50 bricks and got bricks on top of bricks, but you don't hear about the man who got popped with them bricks and now he's serving time and he can't feed his kids. You know what I'm saying? So, That's what I do. I mean, and it's not like I'm the only one doing it and I'm the first one to do it. It's just that it ain't been done in a long time and that style is fading away. I'm trying to stop it.
Yeah, it definitely is. Definitely is. I love music that I can relate to. Although, you know, I don't be in the club popping bottles and stuff. But
yeah,
it's real music, so I don't mind listening to stuff like that. Also, before you go, I wanna get you your opinion or your take on Valentine's Day. I don't know if you have a girl. I'm not gonna get all in your business yet. But
okay.
I do wanna know, like, what would be your ideal date for your girl if you have a girl? If you don't, you know, if you want me to be a Valentine, all you gotta do is ask. I'm just throwing that out there, you know.
Well, my perfect Valentine's Day would be, well, first, before Valentine's Day hit, like, I would, like, previous, maybe about 2-3 months before Valentine's Day, I would ask you something, like, just a random question of what your perfect date would be or something like that. And I'm not listening to you. And I would want you to think I'm not listening to you. And then I would give that to you on Valentine's Day.
Aw, that's so sweet. See, fellas, y'all need to learn from a man. So, like, we on for Valentine's Day or you not?
Sorry,
no?
Like, I can't do a show that I got a girl, so I can't.
Dang. I mean, it's like all the good men are taken. I think that's what it is. Damn. Well, I'm sure she's going to have a great day with you. You seem like a cool guy. I'm super excited that you came on my show and kicked it with me.
just a little bit.
This is my first time actually listening to your show, but I actually fucked with it. Like, I mean, you keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? I like that.
Absolutely. We got to. It's tell all radio. I mean, it just has to. We have to tell it all. So, definitely, if you have any more new music you want to hit me with, hit me up. I got you. I'm going to play it, of course.
Is it a limit? Because I got some music. I actually got a song.
Hold on, though.
See, you ain't let me finish. Hold on. I got a track called You Nasty, but I didn't send it to Prince because it had a lot of cuss. Well, it went in a lot of cuss. It was just a lot of sexual metaphors, and I didn't know if that's what you play on your station.
I like that kind of stuff. You can say, go ahead and send that. Like, go on, just
okay.
I'll
make sure I get,
I'm gonna play it.
I get that to Prince. I'll definitely make sure I get that to Prince and he played it.
Absolutely. So yeah, definitely. Anytime you want to come on and kick it, you know, hit me up. I'm here.
I got you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Charles. Thank you.
Alright, you guys, that was Florida, and we just got finished listening to the song Who Won It, which I really like. I really like it. It's a nice club song, get it poppin', make you want to shake your butt and all that good stuff. So definitely super duper stoked and excited that he came on. And I'm still looking for a Valentine, so y'all need to stop playing and step your games up, okay? He's taken, like, don't nobody care about me. They want to be with Sexy K, and I don't understand. Like, I really don't. I'm a good woman, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand why they be doing this to me. Like, y'all are very rude. Sexy K, do you like Young Jeezy?
Young Jeezy.
Okay. I'm not the only one, okay? I'm just throwing that out there to you guys. People were cussing me out, like, bitch, are you crazy? Like, Jeezy is the shit. Like, I never really listened to his stuff because his voice just made me really, I don't know, I just don't like it. It's not attractive. He sounds like he got something in his mouth. Like, I don't know. I can't do it. I want him to clear his throat or something. Just like Jaheim. I can't do Jaheim. He always sounds like he got a bubble in his throat. Like, I can't do it.
I really can't.
I cannot do it. So, I'm trying to get hooked up still, you guys. Like, y'all need to stop playing games. Take me on a date or something. I ain't been on a date in forever.
Valentine's next Thursday.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be lonely as hell. We have some callers who want to chime in. Maybe take me out on a date or something. I don't know. We're going to bring them in. So, radio, who's this? Where are you calling from? Their call dropped. Maybe they'll call back. So, radio, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Breaking news. Rapper Flo Rida has called about his song or his name to be stolen.
Shut up.
Yo, what's good, guys? How you doing?
What's poppin'?
What's up, Tracy K?
Hey, what's up?
We in the building. Yo, we heard y'all looking for Valentine's Day for shit, right?
I'm looking for a Valentine's, you know, little sweetheart.
Well, we putting you on. Well, were you on the market too then?
Okay, I can't help y'all. I'm trying to help myself. Like,
I got you.
Oh, you got me? Where we going? We going somewhere?
I mean, I got a whole box for them little Valentine's Day cards with the suckers on them.
I don't want them damn. Her man, you know what I mean? So what I'm gonna do is, even though I don't got no damn man right now, but it's in the process. That's all I'm gonna say. what I'm gonna do is you're gonna come home from work. I'm gonna have your little bubble bath ready. I'm gonna give you a nice little massage. I'm gonna take off your shoes and rub your back and get you all nice and relaxed, let you get in the little tub. I'm not even going to bother you. I'm not even going to say nothing. I'm not going to say nothing the entire time. I'm going to be quiet.
That might scare
me. Because you know how y'all like silence, so I'm going to be quiet.
That might scare me. I might think I done did something.
Not if it's Valentine's Day. Come on. Stop playing. I'm going to just pamper my man. Just make him feel good. Cook him dinner. You know, just let him relax. Because I think, most hardworking men, all they want to do is sit back and relax sometimes. And women, we got to make it easy for them. Like, stop playing.
And my two chain voice. True.
We need to stop nagging and just, let our men be men and relax and just say, hey, babe, what happened to you today? I'm going to just sit back and listen. You just tell me whatever you want to tell me.
Well, I feel like this is what I do. I feel like, maybe when you come home from a hard day of work or whatever, I had your meal cooked. I ain't really cooked nothing. That's the down part. You know what I'm saying? I get all of that together though.
Yeah.
All that's gonna be fine. Don't worry. You're gonna be full. Just know that. You know what I'm saying? Don't name the suit sick. Talk better than a full woman. You know what I mean? After that's all done, I got your bubble bath ready or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You might get out smelling like Dawn dish detergent, but you gonna be straight. Get you in the bedroom. Get you in the bedroom. You know what I mean? I'm gonna reverse the game. I'm gonna cut on the Beyonce dance for you, and I'm gonna reverse the game, and I'm gonna dance for you. You know what I'm saying?
I don't even want that shit. You keep that.
You laughing like you ain't feeling that. Mm-hmm. Oh, you laughing
that,
like you
I don't want it. Oh. Pineapples, I don't want it.
Diced pineapple?
You can have that.
Mm-hmm. You ain't feeling the diced pineapple?
I'm not feeling what you talking about. diced pineapples are fine. I don't know what you talking about. That's all I'm saying.
You know what? I ain't feeling.
What?
That nigga Florida.
Enough. Goodbye. You being a hater right now. You being a hater right now, and you know I don't tolerate that shit.
I'm
gonna punch you in your face.
You can't.
Another caller. Tell All Radio who's this. Where you calling from?
Hey, what's up? This your boy Maurice calling out of Florida.
Hi, Maurice. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I like that jam you was playing earlier, Party of the Century.
Oh, you like it? You feeling that?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, okay. Who sing that?
Jay Steed and Mo Militia. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, All right, that's what's up.
Yeah, make sure you look them up on, like, YouTube or something.
I might have to check that out. And happy early Valentine's Day to you.
Oh, you trying to be my Valentine?
I mean, if you accepted my invitation, I am.
Okay. Oh, shit. I got to be a man, y'all. Okay. So, I mean, you know, I'm definitely open on that night, so.
Well, I mean, just let me know. I mean, we can do something simple, you know what I'm saying? Ain't gonna do no Beyonce dance or none of that, but you know what I'm saying? Just look it up. You know what I'm
saying? You're not gonna do the dance for me?
Nah, that's I heard the pineapple.
That was
the
best part.
We'll do some chocolate covered strawberries, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. You know,
I don't
that
like that
smooth.
Shit. We'll keep
so
that.
What do you like? What do you like then?
I want, what do I want? I don't know. I'm so picky when it comes to food. Like, I don't know.
All right. So what's your perfect Valentine's Day then?
Something. Huh?
What's your perfect Valentine's Day then? How you want it to go?
Hmm. Okay, this is how I want. I want it to be like I'm cuddled up in my little blanket and you laying next to me and you just rubbing my feet and we just cuddle.
Oh, I can make that happen.
That's what I want.
That's
something
close,
simple.
That's nothing.
Yeah, that's simple.
No. Hold on, wait. Stop. I'm going to need some food, but I'm just saying, like, I'm going to need to eat. I'm just saying, you know.
I can eat. I can cook, though, so no worries.
Oh, you going to cook for me?
What?
Oh, shit.
It's
about to be on.
Five-course meal, a little something, you know what I'm saying?
Anybody looking for a Valentine, call, tell all radio, we will hook you up, like. Because I done found mine. He cooking 5 course meals. Like, we together. Look, we in a relationship after this.
Oh, really?
We are together. Like, you are my man. So don't be trying to talk to nobody else, okay?
Here we go. Already. Already putting titles on things.
Exactly. That's what we do. I'm a woman. That's what we do. We put titles on stuff. We're going to bring another caller into a little circle. Tell our radio who's this, where you calling from. Hello? You want to talk? No. Hello? You want to talk? No? Yes? Kind of, sort of? Yeah. They don't want to talk to us. So we're going to, like, yeah, let them be. Maybe they'll call back. Yeah, I got me a Valentine, so I'm super excited.
She's so crazy.
Super duper excited. I now have me a Valentine. So, who's gonna be my Valentine? He all the way in damn Florida. He can't do nothing for my ass. You gonna sit there and let me agree to that shit? What kind of friend are you, Sexy K? What kind of friend?
How do you know? You never know. Never know
he
who that is.
He was calling from Florida. I don't know who the hell that is.
What happened?
Looks like you stuck with him. Look like you stuck with the man with the noodles there.
What?
With the noodles? Who look making like noodles?
The dude that just called someone, he's going to make you some noodles and shit for Valentine's Day.
He did not say no damn noodles.
Oh,
he did not say he was making no damn noodles. Shut up.
Right, this is my question.
What?
So I'm gonna be dead serious, right?
Okay.
My question is,
you lying? He ain't gonna be serious.
My question is directed towards Sexy K, right?
You know what? I'm done.
Oh,
I'm leaving.
What?
Stacey K, I'm knocking at your door. Answer, please.
No, you're not, because actually I'm outside in my car.
Oh, well, I'm knocking at your car door window.
No, you're not.
Well, look, check this out. Check this out. This is my question. This is my question. You say you take him, right? You got you a man.
Yes.
All right. Well, what do you plan on doing for your man for Valentine's Day? There might be some women out here that need some pointers. How long you done been with this man? You done been with this man for a minute?
Yeah.
There might be some women out there who need some pointers on Valentine's Day on what they need to do. So, I mean, what you feel as if some of these women need to do? Because my woman might need to catch this alley-oop you finna throw.
Well, what I thought about was, I've been telling him that he needs to go to get a pedicure, but he said that's gay. So I think I'm just going to give him one at home. I think that's what I'm going to do.
Oh,
I ain't touching no damn feet. I can't do it.
But that's been my husband for 15
but,
years. He hasn't touched.
So 15 years.
Yeah. 15 years.
I just clapped silently for you just then.
What he said?
I just clapped silently for you just then.
Listen, I hope to reach that status with a man 15 years and still be absolutely head over heels in love. Like,
some of my guys keep texting my phone, right, asking me to get him some shout-outs. So for a moment, can I please add this?
No, hell no. Tell them I said call up here. You don't get no damn free shout-outs.
They need to call up here, then. I'm going to text them and tell them to call up here.
You need to tell them they need to call up here. We ain't giving no damn shout-outs. We ain't on the BET Awards. No. Not bringing your whole crew on the stage. No.
I'm texting them right now in the capital letters. We ain't giving no damn shout-outs. In capital letters.
Go ahead and shout-out who you want to shout-out.
I want to shout-out my boy, OG.
Yeah, I know.
I want to shout out my guy, Black. He's straight from the motherland. I want to shout him out. I want to shout out my guy, Billy the Kid, man. You know, coming from out of that wrong spot, Mr. Sincere himself. So,
damn.
This is my last shout out. This is my big partner, man. I want to just shout out this dude, man. My big old dog, man. You know. Straight out that spot, I'm shouting him out, man. Big Oski, man. He got to have it.
Tell him I said next time, don't be sending you to do their work. Tell him I said call up here.
That's you know what? Speaking of shout outs, maybe next week we can give like Valentine's Day if they want to call up and give a Valentine's
Day. Aww. Y'all going to be pissed off if they got a damn Valentine's. No.
So maybe they can tell they. So maybe they can tell their girls to listen to the show, and they can give them a shout out.
I'm not gonna do it.
I'm gonna do it. You got to play my Jada. Now you got to play Jagged Edge, Good Luck Charm. Cause that's what I just gave you that idea.
You did not give nobody no idea.
They ain't gonna get no credit. Next week it's gonna be a waiting next step for us.
Oh my gosh.
Us men going to get bad next week.
What you
going to
have some real rap, not nigga first?
Anyway, I'm not doing that because I'm going to be mad because I don't have a Valentine.
Whoa. Oh, my gosh. But it's for your fans.
I don't care.
Dudes lined up outside the station. We know what's going on.
No, I don't. I'm lonely.
You know the dudes lined up outside the station looking like real groupies for you. We know what's going
on.
No, I don't.
Because you know why? Now, why would that even be when I had a vibrator?
What?
If that was the case, I wouldn't have had a damn vibrator.
The vibrator left you.
Exactly.
You just single by choice. Do you single by
choice? Who told you that? I cannot keep a man for real. Like, there's something wrong.
You single by choice. I told you. Your problem is you steady outside every night trying to count stars instead of just realizing when there's one around. That's your problem.
That's my problem? Really?
Instead of you always looking up at the constellation trying to find a star, just notice that there's always one in your foot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I hear you talking. I don't see one, but I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I do not see one. So y'all be lying and cheating and doing all kinds of crazy stuff.
That's what the men be doing?
Yep.
But the y'all deserve.
Don't start that. Don't do that.
I was going to get on my
tank
shit
right now. Yeah, don't do it. Let it go.
Hello.
So I'm super excited about next week because next week we're going to be doing MC night. MC night. We're going to be doing a battle. We're going to have some different MCs from different areas call up and battle each other. And I'm super excited about that. And pretty much the prize is you are going to get free spins on 7 different radio stations. You're also going to get a free interview, as well as you're going to get on DJ Prince's mixtape for free. So we have a lot of good prizes for next week. Give you a lot of shine and promote your stuff. We're going to be promoting on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere. Everywhere we are, we're going to be promoting your stuff. So make sure you guys call up and kick it with us next week. If you want to call up and join the battle, that's cool too. I would just prefer you hit me up before then. So if you want to join the battle, send me an email at tellallradio77@gmail.com and we'll get you in there. And, you know, we'll go from there. Like I said, it's a lot of good prizes to promote yourself. Get you guys out there, get people hearing you, and I'm super excited because I love rap, like, I really do. Like, I like to listen to people, like, when they freestyle, like, to just listen to the things that they come up with at that very moment. It's just so dope. That's why it's Dope MC Night. Like, if you're a dope MC and you want to get in, like, hit me up. Definitely. Call up. The number is 646-478-3599. We're going to get into a song, of course. Montana the Mac featuring DJ Prince, Girls Gone Wild. And when we come back, it's going to be time to go, really. But I know you guys are going to miss us and everything, but, you know, we got to get the fuck out of here. It's almost 11 o'clock, and I got class in the morning. Pray for me. We're going to get into the song. We'll be right back.
This is the second annual Thoroughly Street Underground Summer Jam. Yeah, yeah. DJ Prince.
Go! Drop that shit! DJ, the fuck Prince suckers.
DJ Prince, run that shit.
No, I don't care.
serving these streets.
DJ the fuck Prince suckers.
Tell All Radio Live.
All right, guys, we're back, and it's almost 11 o'clock. OMG. It's been a great, awesome night. Got a lot of ideas. I think the best idea for anybody is to pretty much just get your freak on Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? With your significant other, make sure you just pleasure that person to the utmost. That's all I can really say. That's the cheapest gift ever, to just make sure that they're satisfied. Because I'm trying to be satisfied, but that ain't going to happen. Just one of them days. One of those lonely days. I hate Valentine's Day. So I get a man and then I like it. But, you know, I had this guy, he came into the store with his mom and he bought her a Valentine's Day present. And he was like, and she was like, yeah, he hates Valentine's Day. He thinks it's a retarded holiday because it's like they're targeting one day to show how much you love and care about somebody when you should be doing that every day, which is true.
Mm-hmm.
You should be doing that every day, but I think it's more of a day to kind of emphasize how much you love them, to like be able to do extra, to just make them feel extra special. Everybody loves to feel extra special. So Valentine's Day comes Thursday. Just make your person, your girl, your man, or whatever, make them feel extra special. Let them know that you are happy where you are. You're happy with them. You're comfortable. You're satisfied. and just make them feel good. And vice versa, like, everyone, make your person feel good. And y'all feel good for me. Because I'm going to take my son out. He's going to be my Valentine.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go out. We're going to go to dinner. And we're going to spend some mother-daughter time. I mean, oh, I'm talking about daughter. That's a sign. I want a girl. But no, mother-son time. Got to get a man first. But ultimately, that's my goal. Get a man, get a husband, have another baby. Hopefully it's a girl. But, you know, we're going to spend some mother-son time together and just chill. He acts like my man anyway, so might as well. You know what I mean? But tonight was a great night. Definitely thank you to Florida for coming through and kicking it with us for a minute. Make sure you guys go check out the song, Who Want It. Go on YouTube, look it up. You know, go on Google him. His name, you spell it Floriduh. Florida. So, definitely go check him out. And yeah, we're going to get out of here. Because I'm tired and I still got to study. And I got class in the morning, so. Hold on, we have a caller who wants to chime in, so let's see what they want before we get out of here. So, our radio, why are you calling last minute? Oh, never mind, they hung up. I was about to talk shit, like,
okay.
Why are you calling up here? It all the damn time, and you just not going, no. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in. Like I said, next week, Dope MC Nights, we have DJ Prince coming through, kicking in with us. We have Bad Seed, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, coming through to be one of the judges. And we have Kimmy Kim from Kimmy Kim Entertainment coming through to kick it with us. Yeah, so I'm super excited about next week. Make sure you guys call in. If you want to get in on the battle, hit me up, tellallradio77@gmail.com. Again, that's tellallradio77@gmail.com. Thank you so much to my lovely co-host, Miss Sexy K.
No problem, no problem.
And we'll see you guys next week. Remember, Dope MC Night, be there or be square. It's going to be dope. Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio.
You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio Live.
What's up, world? This is your girl, Princess Jazzy. And you have now tuned in to Tell All Radio, where we talk sex, love, relationships, and everything in between. So.